Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Tes. Welcome, everybody. We start the daf with some Agarata, but even from Agarata we can learn things. Take out one point of this Agarata. The Gemara says that Bizchus Shomer Avraham Avinu Imichud V'Yad Tzreichnal Zohu Bonav L'Shtei Nitzveis. L'chut shal tcheles, v'retzua shal tfilin. It's because Avram said l'chut and the tzreich, so we were zeichet to the chut of tcheles and the tzreich, the retzua of tfilin. So I found it fascinating Rabbi Kiviger in Shulchan Aruch related to this Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Beis, Sif Dalet, before the halacha, how one ties your shoes, you should tie your left shoe before your right shoe. If you are a righty, that is, you tie your left shoe before your right shoe, like by tfilin. Just like tefillin, you tie on your left arm. So you see that the left has a chashivas that you tie on it. So too, legabe, tying your shoes, you should tie your left shoe before your right shoe. That's for righty. Obviously, a lefty does the opposite. A lefty that ties his tefillin on his right arm also ties his right shoe first. So something that always bothered me, what's the connection between tefillin and tying your shoes? how did Chazal understand to take out from one din to the other? So Krieger there in Shulchan Aruch, brings from the Sefer Tam HaMelech, Parshas Lech Lecha, Shehoisef Boi Tam L'Shvach. It said a Geshmak HaPshat in this halacha. You're supposed to tie your left shoe first, just like you tie your tefillin first. He says, the whole reason that we were Zeiche, to having the Ritzu of tefillin before in the Gemara by us, because Avram Avinu said, the Tzreich Nal of Avram Avinu, that's what gave us the Schus, to have the Ritzu of tefillin. So Menela, when we're coming to tie our shoes, and Mikoyach, the shoes, the Sreich, the laces of our shoes, we were Zeicha to the tying of the tefillin. So here we have to also make our tying like the tying of the tefillin. And we tie the left shoe before the right shoe. From the Ara here on the Agarata. When the Gemara, in the Hemshech, brings down the Memra of Rabbi Bar Yirmiya, or Reb Zeira, that mechasin be'offer yerni dachas. The Gemara asks, and how could you do that? It's isuri hana. The Gemara understood the pshat in the offer, meaning the afer, the ashes. So the isuri and the ashes are isuri hana. So rather, the Gemara was minding that the pshat is about the dirt itself, not about the ashes. So how do we know that the afer is of yerni dachas asurbanu? It's before in our Gemara. What's the makar in the psukim? Says Rashi, v'isuri hana aninu tichsiv lo yidbak ubi'erni dachas ksiv. Because it says, lo yibak b'yorcham umma min achirem. That's referring to the irni dachas. So also the ashes are considered coming from the chirem, from the thing that was excommunicated by being burnt. The ashes are also came from that, and therefore you can't get enough from it. That's, so we see in our Gemara that the efer of irni dachas is asur b'hanu. In the Gemara, in the end of Tmura, it's before that also the efer of avodah zarah is asur b'hanu. The person that burns avodah zarah like he's supposed to is asur b'hanu. What's the makar that is asur b'hana? How do we know? So Taiz is there in Tmura, and Rashi meets the Daflamites. They say that it's learned out from Yibak B'yorcham Umu Min Achira, which is by us by Irni Dachas, when the Gemara holds that it's a big enough, it's also to Avodah Zarah. So both by Irni Dachas and by Avodah Zarah, it says Lo Yidbak, and therefore even the Eifer is asur b'hana. Now the Chayra, this, from Miata, this should be this is a question, a stira. So you now have the klal of Hanisrafin Efron Mutter. Mishnah says at the end of Tmura, anything that's asur b'hana where its din is Shreifa, like Arlan Kili Akerem, so once you burn it, it's Mutter. And here we find that this way. Here we find that by Irni Dachas and by Avodah Zarah, once you burn them, they're still asur b'hana. The Teretz is Pashut, that the Chiluk is Pashut between these two things. That here it says, Lo Yidbak. Here the Torah specifically answered getting any connection to the Avodah Zarah or to the Irni Dachas. Even though it's no longer in its original state, and that's Pashas the Heter, the Shraf and Efren Mutter, because it was burnt, it's Safka of what it was beforehand. It's no longer its original state, so it was not set on this the Isser of Arla and Kili Akerem. But here the Torah specifically said, they don't have any connection. And even the Efer is a little bit of a connection to the Avodah Zarah or to the Irni Dachas, and Meila the Isser applies even to Efer. Another point here is the question that Rav Chumi asked Ravina, that Rava said, and therefore you can use the Efer of the Irni Dachas. He asked,
that shayfer shal oila lo yitka. You can't blow a shayfer shal oila. See, we don't say mitzvah slav lehonas inu. The Gemara says, my life in taka lo yatza. You see, you're not yetzi because you're getting hanaf from a mitzvah. Lo im taka yatza. He says, no, lo oila mitzvah slav lehonas inu. And therefore, if a person blows a shayfer from a shayfer of avodah zarah, he's yetzi. And that it says in the Braisa, lo yitka, it means only lechatchila you can't blow. But b'diavad, it's kosher, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So Rashi says, last Rashi in the Amud, lo yim toka yotza, t'lav hanohi, mekayim the mitzvah is not considered a hanah, ulechatchila, mia lo yitka, mishum demoyis. But you can't do it lechatchila because it's a mius, it's something disgusting to use avodah zarah for your mitzvahs. But if you did it, you're yaitzi because mitzvah is lav lehonos nitzu. That's before in the Gemara. So, okay, there's a very simple question in Pshat. The Gemara brought down the memra of Rabbi Bar Yirmia that mechasim bafir nidachas. And Rabbi says it's referring to kipshutoi, the afer of the er nidachas, even though it's asher bahana because mitzvah is lav lehonos nitzu. But this memir said that mechasin is vadim asher lechatchila. You can be mechasin. You can use to cover the ashes of the ir nidachas. Hare, before that, even Rava agrees that lechatchila one cannot use items of isturi hana to be mekayim mitzvahs. Rashi says because it's a mius. So why does he allow me lechatchila to use the ether of the ir nidachas for kisui adam? So Tesis already says the answer. That legabi kisui lucha shinim b'maydim mois. Legabi kisui, you don't care about mius. Tais uses this to explain that that's why it was pashut, that you can use the ether of the erni dachas. And Tais has a tzad that also you could use the ether of avodah zarah itself for kisui. It's not so clear to Tais. But Tais says, if you could use the ether of the avodah zarah, then it's like the ether of the erni dachas, because legabi kisui lucha shinim b'maydim mois. So, what's the shot? Why not? Why is kisui different? So the Chacham Sefer explains that the avodah zarah is considered something which is mos. The other isuri hanah, there's no mius about them. It's the answer is the chafza, arlo kilei akerem, basar b'chalav. It's not a mius. But avodah zarah is the antithesis of what Yiddishkeit is about. So that's something that's mos, to be mekayim mitzvahs with it. So therefore, it's a problem that even though mitzvah is lav lehonos nitnu, the mitzvah is not considered a hana, but it's something disgusting to use the avodah zarah for your mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of kisui adam is different, says the Chacham Sofer in this lashon. The inyan of kisui adam shall yishoyer adam al pnei hasodeh lekabitz hasiirim shemerakdim sham. In kein efer haba mi bitel avodah zarah, yavei v'yevatel avodah zarah. In other words, the Chacham Sofer is saying what's mefurish in the pasuk, that inyan of you shouldn't leave the dam around, and therefore you should be mechase it. Pasuk in Parashas Achareim, as you look good there, what it says is that dam shouldn't be left around. So dam of behemas bring it as a korban, and your dam goes on the mizbeach. And dam of chaya and oif, which you can't bring as a korban, so then you do kisui adam. So why? What's the problem of leaving dam around? That it's going to bring a person to do avodah zarah. You can hear dam is very often used to be zerik the dam for avodah zarah. So if you pour the blood and the blood is around, it might be used for the seirim for the avodah zarah. So therefore, says the Chacham Sofer that by kisui adam, which its point is to get rid of the dam, that it shouldn't be al pnei hasodeh. So there's no problem of using the eifer of avodah zarah for kisui adam, because its whole inyan is getting rid of the avodah zarah. So on this, you could use avodah zarah to get rid of avodah zarah. That's the way the Chacham Sofer explains api the inyanim of the inyan of kisui adam. Lulim different. The Chacham Sofer could explain it a little bit different. That even though we find that a shofar and a lulav and a sandal of chalitza, all these things you can't use lechatchila by Yisuri Hanah, it's because they're considered a chefza shel mitzvah. A lulav, a shefer, even a sandal, shal chalitza, all of them are considered a chefta shal mitzvah. Therefore, lachatchila, you shouldn't use a chefta shal mitzvah with isuri hana. Masha'in kein, the offer of kisi adam, is not a chefta of a mitzvah. Near nadvarim, that ikar mitzvah of kisi adam, is that the dam should be mechuse. The dam should not be around, the dam should be covered. The Torah said, the way you cover it is with offer. So the offer is a chetimsa to make that the dam is covered over. But it's not a chefta shel mitzvah. All it is a chetimsa to cover over the dam. So here there's no problem of mius. And a related point, the Chassam Sefer asks, and Bechla, that Taisus says about kisi adam, we don't care about bizui, whatever the svara might be in Taisus, asks the Chassam Sefer from the Gemara earlier on Daf Pezai, that you're not mechaseh beregel, shelo yu mitzvah is bizui yisalav. You see that by kisi adam, we do care about bizui. How could Taisus say that we don't care about bizui? Answers the Chassam Sefer, the pshat in the Gemara there is that the way that you do the ma'isa mitzvah, you should do the ma'isa mitzvah in a way that you're being mechabe the mitzvah. Use your hand. If you kick dirt on the dam, so it shows that you're not being mechabe the mitzvah. But it's not even a ma'isa mitzvah. Hashem gave which chefsa that you use to cover, and there's no problem of bizui. That's not considered doing the mitzvah of bizoyin. As long as your ma'isa is the proper act of kisui in a way that's mechubar. Mar brings the answer of Ravashi that gabe lulav, you need a shear, and because it's from avodah zara, so it's ksusei mechtas shiure. Hashein kein by kisui adam, you don't need by kisui adam koma the mechtas maili lekisui. The more that it's cut up is roi for kisui. Therefore, there's no problem of Suze Mechtas Shure. A couple of ha'aras here on this terrace of Ravashi. First, an Iker Svar of Ravashi, that Koma the Mechtas Tvei Maili Lakisui. The Chorinim ask, why did Ravashi need to say that? Ravashi could have just said that the only time that we say Suze Mechtas Shure is a thing that needs a shear. Like Lula, which has a shear, as Rashi tells us. Mashain Kain, offer of Kisui Adam. Loimatzino, that we said a shear and how much dirt you need for kisi adam. So there's no problem of ksuze mechtas shire. The ma'ad the svara of something that's oimid for shreifa, even though we don't hold that kol oimid li sarv kisar of domni, but it's when something that needs a shear, so it doesn't have the chashivas of a shear. The shenge things that are not totally in a shear, so that there's no problem of ksuze mechtas shire. So why did the Gemara not say that? Says the stipler in Simen Chav Dalet, it's mashman our Gemara, and that's not the case. Ksusei mechtas shiurei applies not only in things that need a shear. The yisoid of ksusei mechtas shiurei is that we look at it as being broken up. It's no longer considered one chefza. That's the yisoid of ksusei mechtas shiurei. That's the svar of the Gemara, therefore, that by offer, it's more that it's broken up is better. Because offer is supposed to be little pieces of dirt. But ikar svar of ksusei mechtas shiurei is the yisoid that it's no longer considered one chefza, rather many small chefzas. And therefore, even though we don't look at it as being saruf, we don't look at it as being burnt, but we can no longer look at it as one object. There's many small objects, and therefore it doesn't have the maila of one chefza. And by a lulav or a shofar, you need it to be one chefza, and therefore it's pasul, masha inkein, by kisi adam, the more that it's broken up is better. And that's what the Tzeibur says would be mashman the Gemara. However, he points out that from the Ran and Rabbi Kiveger, before they did not understand this way. Ran in Gittin says that it's not Shaykh Ksuse Mechtas Shure on a get, because a get doesn't have a shear. There's no shear of how big the paper has to be. Says the Stifler, that's true, there's no shear of how big the paper has to be, but a get has to be one Sefer. Sefer Echaram Rahman of Loishnaim Shleisha Svarim, Lamara says. So if the idea of Ksuse Mechtas Shure is that it's broken up into little pieces, so it's no longer considered one sefer for the get. And we get a similar nekuda from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that by the simonim, when you're shachting a behema, there's no problem if they're oimilis shreifa, by yerni dachas, oimilis shreifa, because there's no shear on the simon, how big the simon has to be.
If the side of Sute Mechtas is that it's little pieces, and it's not one Chavtza, then why do we care? Elamai is Mukach from the Ran and Rikivager, that the Svar of Sute Mechtas is a Svar only in Shir. But then our Gemara is getting Shver. Why did the Gemara say, Makitzi Adam, that it's little pieces? The Gemara should have just said, there's no Shir in the offer. So the Chassam Sofer is already arguing on this question. And the Chassam Sofer says that we find in the Gemara in Tzaita and Eftah Zayin and Mebez that Chazal knew the amount of dam there is in a bird. There's Tamei Tziperi Mitzayra. You need the amount of water that the dam should be seen in them. And the Gemara is before that there's a shear in how much dam a bird has. So it says this, therefore says the Chassam Sofer that Chazal knew how much dam that the bird or the chai has. The main law, there's also a shear in the offer. Because you need offer that's right in the chas of the dam. And because there's a shear in the dam, so there's also a shear in the offer. It's an interesting svar of the Chassam Sofer. Because the shear is, even though it's true that there is a shear of how much blood there is in the bird, so the main law, you need a certain amount of offer to cover it. But Chazal, we never kaveya shear in the offer. If you manage to do a good job of covering, and with a small amount of offer, you can cover the amount of blood there is in the bird, so then you're mekayimitz. If loimatzinu that chazal rekavei a shir, then it's a chiddush to say that because there's a shir in the dam, the mela that comes out a shir in the offer. But go on, and that's the word of the Chassam Sofer, that there is a shir that was nikva for the offer. So mela the Chassam Sofer says chiddush lefiza. That we find that there is a shir for offer, it's only man to amar that we need kol damai. It's b'chasa all the dam of in kisi adam. But if it's enough with miksas damai, so there's never nikva shir for the offer of kisi adam. So meila, it's pashut that you could use the ether of the yernidachas. We don't need a chiddush of that. It's not shaykh susim mechtas shure, because the whole thing susim mechtas shure was only said by things that have a shir, and here there's no shir b'chlo. So the Gemara is going l'man d'amar, even l'man d'amar, that you need kol d'amai. So maybe there is a shear for kisi adam. And therefore we would think that there's a problem of susi mechtas shure. Kamash malon, that because the more that it gets broken up, it works better for kisi adam. Here there's no problem of having small pieces. The problem of susi mechtas is that you need one chefza. And here that it's small pieces, there's no problem. But that's only, the whole chiddush here is l'man d'amar that you need kol d'amai. But if it's enough with a miksas d'amai, so there's no chiddush bechlal, and then avada is not shayach susi mechtas shure by kisi adam. That's the word of the Chassam Sofer, and with this he wants to answer the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Yudalad of Shechita Aloch Yud Gimel, says you could be mechase with the offer of irnidachas. The offer, the dirt of the irnidachas. So the Kesem Mishnah understands that the Rambam means the Efer, because the maskan of the Gemara of Rava is that the memra was said by the Efer that you could be mechase even with the Efer of irnidachas. But the Lashon of the Rambam is problematic. The Lashon of the Rambam is that it's offer irnidachas. And let's say the Lecha Mishnah learns Rambam Kipshutai, that the Rambam means offer of irnidachas. But imkain it's shver. Why did the Rambam leave out the sugya? Rava said that you could even use the ether of the irnidachas, because there's no problem of susei mechtas. Why did the Rambam leave out the chiddush of Rava? So says the Chacham Sofer that lefi darkei it's miyushuf. Hare, the Rambam paskins it up with miksas domai. If it's enough with miksas domai, then mela there's no shir in the offer. Meila, there's no chiddush that you can use the ether of your nidachas. There's no tzad not. The problem of susei mechtas shure. There's no tzad of susei mechtas shure by kisi adam, where we don't need a shear. And the Gemara is only going l'man d'amar that you need kol domi. That's the shikotayr of the Chassam Sofer. Very nice shikotayr to explain the sugya and to explain the Rambam. One last point on susei mechtas shure. The tesis in Saita. And Daf Chafei Mebez asks that how come Yisuri Hana, things that are things that need Sreifa, like Arlan Kilei Kerem, says it's important that they're Mertami Tumas Oichle. Why are they Mertami Tumas Oichle? Tumas Oichle needs a shear of a kabeitza, and because they need Sreifa, so they excuse Mechtas Shure, so they should not be Mertami Tumas Oichle. That is the question of Saita Daf Chafei Mebez Divir Maschal Laf. So the Teres Gittin from the Nesivis in Evan Ezra Simin Kuf Chav Dalin Sefkatan Aleph says a Gevaltig Yisayt to answer this question of Tesis. And even though it's true that Tumas Eichel needs a shear, But the shear doesn't need to be one chefza. It could be many, many pieces, as long as they're connected, but they could also be tami to masaychle. Oh, but mashen gen a lulav or a shayfer, it needs to be one object be'etzem. If your lulav gets cut in half and you glue it back together, it's sure going to be puzzle. Because it's not connected naturally. You could have lots of pieces of small pieces of food as long as there's someone connected to each other, as long as there's a chibur between them, then they can be metame. According to Rashi later on in the Masechta, to know that there's an egia between them. Even the Tosafot says you need a chibur between them, but it doesn't need to be naturally one food. A cake is also metame to masaychlin, even though it's many, many things that are combined together to become one. So Meila says that there is gittin. The svar of Kusi Mechtas Shure doesn't say that the thing fell apart. Kusi Mechtas Shure says that when it needs to be one chefza be'etzem, we don't look at it as being one chefza. Shengen Tumas Oichlin, each piece is its own piece. You cut up into 100 pieces, but they're all here, and they're all physically connected to each other. So that can be Mitame Tumas Oichlin. It's not that it can't have a shear, but it's something that needs a shear. I don't look at it's what I, one chefza that needs that shear, it doesn't have that chashivus, when it's tone strafe. But here, it's many, many small pieces that combine to make up this year. Same Yisrael is Reb Chaim says the same Yisrael in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yuzayin of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says that you make a lechi of your Eruv, you make a lechi from an Asherah, it's kosher. So the Ravid asks, but what lechi needs a shear? It needs to be 10 tefachim tall. So it's Ksusei Mechtas Shure. Why does it work? Says Reb Chaim, that it's true the lechi needs a shear, but it doesn't need to be one chefs of a lechi. It needs to be that it gets to 10 tefachim. But if you cut up the lechi into 100 small lechis, it's also okay. As long as it gets to the shear of 10 tefachim, then as long as the things to combine to a height of asar tefachim, then it's okay. The vart of susei mechtas shure is only when it needs to be one object of a chefs. That's the side of the Nesivis and of Reb Chaim, and the Chayim Makar's are Gemara. Our Gemara, as we said earlier from the Chassam Sofer, we're going on the tzad that you need a shear by Kisi Adam. And there is a shear in Ofer. So why is there no problem of Ksusei Mechtas Shure? Because as the more that the Koma the Mechtas Tvei Ma'ilu LaKisui, the more that it's broken up into little pieces, it works. Where's the shear? There's no problem of getting a shear. So when by Kisi Adam, when the shear is in the Ofer can be into as many small pieces as you want. As long as the combination of all of them together is the right amount that's needed for kisur. And that there's no problem of ksusei mechtas. Ksusei mechtas, only when the shear was said to be one chefs of an object, like by a nal of chalitza, by a lulav, and by a shofar, and here there's a problem of ksusei mechtas shure. Arkan for the sugi of ksusei mechtas shure, and for the nyonim of kisi adam, hadron aloch kisi adam, now we start perek, Gid Anoshe. First, let's talk about the reason for the Isra of Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe is Zohar Mefurish in the Torah. Why Gid Anoshe is Aser? Yaakov fights the Sarah Shal Esav, and he pulls the Kaf Yerach Yaakov, and he gets moved out of place. Akein Leolchu B'nei Yisrael is Gid Anoshe. Kinoga B'Kaf Yerach Yaakov B'Gid Anoshe. That's what the Pasuk says. It's not so clear what's exactly the connection. Why? Because Yaakov's Gid Anoshe got moved out of place. Is it Aser for us to eat a Gid Anoshe? What's the connection between these two things? So I found a few drachim in the Rishonim explain this, what the connection is. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel says that it's to remember the Nes that happened to Yaakov Avinu. Also, the Chumash Rashba mentioned that B'derech Agav, that it's for the Nes. The Chayr of the Iker Nes was in the rest of the Guf of Yaakov Avinu, right? Not in the Gid Anoshe. The Gid Anoshe was a place Yaakov was attacked. And he was injured over there. The zikaron should be in the rest of the guf, that the rest of the guf was not damaged. Either that the Rishonim mean that even the Gid Anoshe could have been attacked more and it was only injured, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu Maisa healed the Gid Anoshe of Yaakov, and that was the Nes. Or it could be that they agree that the Nes really was in the whole fight with the Malach, that Yaakov was not damaged and injured, except in the Gid Anoshe. But the place that we see it the most, we remember that, is in the Gid Anoshe. Because there is where he was damaged. And that's what could have happened to the rest of the guf. And there is a nace that didn't happen. So the makom of the zikaron, of the nace,
is in the Gira Noshe. That's the Chinuch and the Rashba, that Inyan of Gira Noshe is the Zikaron of the Nes. Found in the Parish HaRosh and the Balei HaTosfos in Parshas Vayishlach, they say that it's a knas for Bnei Yaakov, that Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, that they let Yaakov go by himself, and they should have been malave him. Can you hear if they would have been malave him, then this would not have happened. Yaakov levadoi because he was levadoi, therefore he was able to be attacked. If they would have been with him, that would not have happened. So it's a knas for Bnei Yisrael that this injury happened to Yaakov Avinu. So because that we lost out. And the Gira Noshe, because they were not Malav Yaakov Avinu. That's the second Malach. Third Malach that I found, which I always thought was the Pashup Shat, I found this in the Sfarnoi and in the Arachayim, each one of a little bit of a different Nusach, the two Pirushim, but the same Yisoid is that because the Tzara Shel Esav was able to be Shailit over Yaakov Avinu in the Gira Noshe, that shows that there was a weakness in the Gira Noshe. There was something problematic about the Gira Noshe of Yaakov Avinu, and there Tzara Shel Esav found the place to the Mokum to attack him. So therefore, we don't need the Gira Noshe because there's something wrong with it. The Sfarna says we show that we're not machshavid bichlal, make it as a davar bottle, we throw it in the garbage, and this way we discount this Gira Noshe, which was the Mokum of the weakness of Yaakov Avinu. Another point here about the Gira Noshe by Fin Kloli, the Mishnah says that it's that Gira Noshe is noyeg bebehema ubachayo, and not by an oif. Mark explains because an oif doesn't have the right body parts for Gira Noshe. So the Rashi ben Tshuva in Simin Shin Samach Dalin, Dan's, what about a person? Can you eat the Gira Noshe of a person? Now you'll ask me, well, you can't eat a person anyway. So this is the whole point of the Rashi there. The Rashi there comes to prove that one is allowed to eat a person. There's no isser of eating a dead person. By Yisrael Amaisa, the Rashi is speaking separate. It's a parsha that by the Rashi is only talking about a dead guy. A Yisrael Amaisa is usser because it's usser bahana. A mace is usser bahana. But if you never come on and you're very hungry, you should never come on to such a situation. But the Amaisa, the Rashi there is of the opinion that is mutter to eat a person. There's no isser in Bsar Adam. It's the opinion of numerous Rishonim. Therefore, the Rashba says that it's usher to eat the Gira Noshe of a person. Well, the Kalal is the Marshes later on that when a behemoth tameya, when you're not allowed to eat the meat, so there's no isher of Gira Noshe. Gira Noshe is only when besorei mutter, then gidai usher. It says the Rashba that by a person who besorei is mutter, so meila gidai usher, it's usher to eat the Gira Noshe of a person. The Rashba adds in that Ikara mates. The Iker Neis that we have, because that we have the Isra of Gira Noshe, was by Adam, was by a person, was by Yaakov Avinu. So Vada, the Isra of Gira Noshe applies to the Gira Noshe of a person. However, the opinion of the Rambam, in Parag Beis and Maicholas Asurais, is that it is usher to eat the Bsar Adam. The Rambam says that Zoysa Chaya Sheta Chelu, that you can only eat Chayas and Behemoths, but you can't eat people. It's a laugh about Mechlal Asay. To eat people. That's the opinion of the Rambam. And Melo the Shara Melech in Parak Ches Mecholas Asura Salah Aleph says that according to the Rambam, it comes out that it's mutter to eat the Gira Noshe of a person. It's sort of eating Gira Noshe, as we mentioned. It's only in a Balchai where Besorah is mutter. But a person who Besorah is Usser, Memela, there's no Isser of eating the Gira Noshe. So if Machoikas, the Rashba, and the Rambam, whether one is allowed to eat the Gira Noshe of a person. Another point in the Gemara here, the Gemara starts off that Mugdoshin came in the Pshita, because you're Makdashit, there's a Tzad, there's no longer the Isra Gid, for sure Gira Noshe is Noig by Kutchin. So why do we need the Mishnah to say that Gira Noshe is Noig by Kutchin? That's the question in the Gemara. And the Achrayim asked the opposite, why it's pasha to the Gemara is not so pasha to us. It's true that a vada get an usher should be knowing by kutchin. The Gemara says, why should the hektish be mafkid isser git? But now when you want to come, and you brought your carbon shlomim, or your carbon chatas and osham, and the kayanim meat, now they want to come eat the meat. So there's a mitzvah of eating bsar kutchin. So why don't we say that the mitzvah of eating kutchin is doiche
the lav of eating get anosher. It's true that beside the lav applies even to kachim. But when you brought the carbon properly, and now you're coming to eat the meat, so the mitzvah should be deicha the lav, and the maisi should be allowed to eat the get anosher. That's the question of the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Tzarivov. And even more so, that more later on says, even by Korban Pesach, more of Tzadim and Beis, you don't need to get anosha. The assay of eating Pesach should be deichid the lav of kachim. By Pesach, there's a Tesefes Chedesh. The Beis Halevi says that the assay normally of eating kachim is just that the Korban should be eaten. It's not a din in the Gavra. Shenkin, the Pesach is a chiv on every single person to eat a kazayas of the Korban Pesach. And yet, even by Korban Pesach, the Gemara says that you do not need the Gid Anosha. So this is the question, why not? We should say that the assay of Kachim, or specifically the assay of Pesach, should be Doiche the Lav of eating the Gid Anosha. That is the question of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, when he says, asks this question, it's before, in this question, that's only Mount Amar Yesh Begidin B'nai Sintam. If you hold that Ein Begidin B'nai Sintam, so it's not called Basar. It's not considered a part of the carbon. You're not mekayin the mitzvah of achilas kachim by eating the giranosha. It's like eating the horn and the bones of the carbon, which happens to be part of the carbon, but you're not mekayin any mitzvah. The mitzvah is eating the basar of the carbon. But the man do amar, yesh begidin b'nai sintam, and the gid is considered basar. So now you should be able to be mekayin the mitzvah of achilas kachim by eating the giranosha of the carbon. That is the question of the Shagas Aryeh. So the Rebbe Chanan in Kovetz and Yonim on Meseches Chulin, in the Chazon Ish in Yeridei Simin Reish Yedalid in the Oros on Meseches Chulin, they both say the same Yisoid of Teretz, that for the Achilas Koyanim and Bailim, we need something which is Roy L'Achila, the Zin of Mashke Yisrael, which is a klal that a korban cannot be something which is possible to Achilas Hedyot, to Achilas Yisrael. So they say Rabbi Chanan and the Chazon Ish, this klal doesn't only apply to the carbon that's brought on the Mizbech, but even to the part of that the Kohanim or the Baalim eats, if it's not Roy le'achila, it's not something which is Mutur ba'achila, then it's called Mashke Yisrael, and does not have on it the din of Achilas Kachim. Memela, there's no mitzvah of Achilas Kachim over here. If there would be a mitzvah achilas kachim, then the mitzvah would be deichet the lav of giranoshe. But because it's giranoshe and it's on mashke Yisrael, the meila there's no mitzvah of achilas kachim. And that's the thing you say, they say. So there are two ways to understand this, you say. One is to say that the psul of mashke Yisrael is not only a psul in the hakrava. You can't be makir something on the mizbeach, which is on mashke Yisrael. Rather, it's a psul on the karban. What type of a carbon has in it the dinei kachim? A carbon which is roi la'achilas Yisrael. A carbon which is not roi la'achilas Yisrael does not have in it the din of achila of kachim. So that applies both to the akrav of the carbon and also to the achila of the carbon. That's one way to say. But Rabbi Chanan says it a little bit of sachacha. Rabbi Chanan says that B'Yisrael understands that Mashke Yisrael really applies to the akrav of the carbon. But says Rabbi Chanan, the kayhanim are mishulon gavaya kazach. Kehanim get their chilek as a chilek of the carbon which is kariv legavaya. So if it can't be kariv legavaya, so mele kehanim don't get it either. The din that the kehanim get it is shaykh to the din that the carbon is roi lakrava. A carbon which is not roi lakrava, so it's not shaykh to the shulchan gavaya, then the kehanim also don't get their chilek. And the kehanim can't eat it. That's what Rebbe Chanan explains. It's a beautiful explanation, but I don't understand that the halacha only works by a chatas and an asham, where it's the kohanim that are eating it. Hashem kain a shlomim and a pesach, the baalim eat it. So the mitzvah machlokes Rashi takes in Baba Kama. The opinion of Rashi and Baba Kama is that also the baalim shulchan gavaya kazoch. Rashi daf yud beizim and beizim Baba Kama. But takes in Baba Kama daf yud gimel says that the baalim, when the baalim eat a carbon, it's not mishulchan gavaya kazoch. It's their carbon. They're eating their carbon. So if the reason, so lefi taisus. That when the Baalim eats, it's not Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu, then it'll be again Shver. Why does Mashke Yisrael apply to the Achila of the Baalim? But according to the first explanation, we said it's Miyushev. That the din of Mashke Yisrael is not a unique din in the Akrava of the carbon. That the Mashke Yisrael is a din in the carbon Beklolius. The carbon has to be a carbon which is Rai L'Achila. So mainly it applies to all halakim of the carbon, whether they're eaten by the Kohanim or whether they're eaten by the Baalim.
We could have thought as another terror to this question that why the mitzvah of achilas kotshim is not doicha the iser of gira nosha is that even the man damar yesh begidnim and reis in tam, there's still not a tremendous amount of tam in the gira nosha. We'll see in a few minutes from the Rashba. There is a tam kolush. Just see, this man damar holds that tam kolush is considered tam, but it's not a strong tam in the gira nosha. So it could be that the mitzvah of achilas kotshim is only on something which has mamish oimid la'achila, which is roi la'achila. It's supposed to be eaten, has a lot of tam. Something which you could eat, and you'll find a little bit of taste in it, then there's no mitzvah achilas kotshim. And the similar svar in the Chazon Ish says, not about gira nosha, but about a shlil. Chazon Ish in Zvachim, Sivin Yer Aleph, says that if it's ain't a roi la'achilas roi v'nei adam, there's no mitzvah achilas kotshim. Even though you could eat it. But if roi people don't eat it, then there's no mitzvah achilas kotshim. So one could say the same thing about the gira nosha. But the Maizen Rashi Msachim Adav Pei Gimel and Beis it's before not this way. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Gira Nasha on the left side is no Itzer, only the Gira Nasha on the right side. So before in Rashi there on Msachim Pei Gimel and Beis, there's a mitzvah Achilas Kotshim and the Gira Nasha on the left side. Vada the Gira Nasha on the left side tastes just like the Gira Nasha on the right side. It's not so Gishmak, the taste. But still, that little amount of taste that there is in it is enough for a mitzvah Achilas Kotshim. That's Mavur in Rashi. So Mimela, we can't say this teretz that Gira Nasha has, because it's a weak taste, there's no mitzvah achilas kachim. So therefore we have to say the teretz of Rabbi Chanan and the Chazon Ish that here there's din of Mashke Yisrael, and therefore that takes away the mitzvah achilas kachim entirely from the Gira Nasha. Another point here is Mavur in the Gemara that by Gira Nasha of Mukdashim, in order to be chayiv for eating mukdashim, it's only man damar yesh begidin b'nei sintam. If ain't begidin b'nei sintam, so even though you're chayiv for eating the gira nasha itself, the Gemara says later on, that etzu, that Torah asra, even though it's not really smith edible, the Torah asra'd it, but that was only chabi the din of gira nasha. But if you have other yisurim that are nizdamin together with the gira nasha, like mukdashim, so you're not over the yisur. Because gira nasha be'etzim is not called eichel, not called basar. Just for the dinim gira nasha, it has the shame of oichel. For all other dinim, it's not considered an oichel. And therefore, you're only over the isra of gira, and not the isra of mukdashim. That's before in the Gemara by us. However, in the Rambam, we see a different idea. There's a Gemara later on, and daf kuf aleph, that a person that eats a gira nasha of nevela is chayiv shtayim. And the Rambam paskin to say, the Rambam perek ches maicholas asur salachavav, paskin that you're chayiv shtayim. So the Kesef of Mishnah there brings to the Chuvas Harashba and Chilak Dalet Siman Peites asks the Rambam Paskins that Ein Begidin B'nei Sintam. So how could you be over also the Isser of Nevela when you eat the Gira Nosha of a Nevela? Gira Nosha you can be over even though there's no Tam, like we mentioned. But Nevela is only Man to Omar that Yesh Begidin B'nei Sintam, then it's called Basar. So how could the Rambam hold that both Ein Begidin B'nei Sintam, and yet, when you eat the Gira Nosha of Nevela, you're Chayiv Shtayim. So answers the Shara Melech over there, another Achreinim, that since the Torah is Machshev, the Gira Nosha as an Achila, Legabi Achilas Gid, so Mamela it's also Machshev it as an Achila for other Dinim in the Torah. Migu, since it's called an Oichel, Legabi, the Isra of Gira Nosha, so Mamela it's called an Oichel. So now, when other Yisroel come at the same time, then you can also be Chayiv. That's the Yisrael that the Shara Melech and the Achronim say to answer the Rambam. Oh. But it's still Shver from our Gemara. Our Gemara we see not this way. Our Gemara we see that by Gira Nosha Mugdashim, L'man Omar Ein Begidin B'nei Sintam. So you're not over the Isra of Mugdashim. My Shna, Isra of Mugdashim, from the Isra of Nevela. Why are you not over the Isra of Mugdashim, even though it's considered an Oichel Lagabi Gira Nosha? But you are over the Isra of Nevela. So the Arsameach there, in Perek Chesel, Mecholos Asur, Salach Avav, says that's different. Our Gemara is talking about, not referring to Isra Achil of Kachim, rather to Isra Hanav of Kachim. Kachim have numerous Yisroom that are knowing by them. But our Gemara is talking about that the Isra, one is not allowed to be Nene from Kachim. So now we have a question, are you also over that with Gira Nasha? That's an Eden of the Gemara. says there's a mech, and when we're talking about Itzur Hana, we can't say the Svar of the Rambam. The Svar of the Rambam is that since it's considered an Achila, like Abi Gid Anoshe, it's also considered an Achila like Abi other Dinim. That's what we're downing on Itzuri Achila, like Nevela. Hashem Gim Kodshim is not an Itzur Achila, rather it's an Itzur Hana. And there we don't have the Svar of the Rambam. We don't see that since it's an Oichel like Abi this. It's not called an Oichel, the Itzur is not an Itzur of Achila. Even though the Gemara there in Kuf Aleph and the Rambam also bring the din legabe oila, says the Ur Sameach that oila is different. Oila, there's a specific iser in eating basar oila. Kolil tia loitse yochel. Anything which is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, there's a lav to eat it. So because there's a lav in eating it, so we could say that then we could say the svar of the Rambam. And migu that is considered an achila, legabe giran osha, it's also considered an achila, legabe oila. Mashein kein by us by kodshim kalim. There's no specific lav in the achila, rather referring to the isra no, and that we don't have the svar of the Rambam. Another nekud here about the ikar din of yesh begidim v'naisin tam or ein begidim v'naisin tam. So the Rashba later on in Daf Tzadi Beis has a very basic question that. Why do Chazal have such a machlokes? Whether there is tam or there's no tam, give it to your goy, your kfil arma. Give it to a goy who's a chef. He knows how to differentiate tastes. He's the mumcha in tastes. And you give it to him and you ask him, "Nu, does it have a taste or does it not have a taste?" And then we'll know yesh begidim v'naisin tam or ein begidim v'naisin tam. That's the question of the Rashba. We see from this question of the Rashba a yesod. There is something that's makubal in the yeshivas that there's no machlekes in mitzias. You never find a machlekes in the Gemara mitzias. Every machlekes of the Tanoim and Amorayim is always a machlekes in lomdis. There's no machlekes in mitzias. So I'm not sure who exactly is the Baal Memra that said that there's no machlekes in mitzias. But I believe the Rashba here argues. The Rashba was happy that there should be a machlekes in mitzias. He was okay with that. Just the question that he had is why didn't Chazal go find it out? There's a way to find it out, then go find it out. So at the end of the day, the Rashba agrees that normally you won't find a machlokes in mitzias because Chazal will take the effort to go find it out. It's very important that any effort that they can take to find out, they will find it out. But if it will be impossible to find it out for whatever reason, then there can be a machlokes in mitzias. We see it from this Rashba. We also see this from the Ramban in the beginning of Elul Treifas. This machlekes there with a treifa chayer or treifa ena chayer. So asks the Ramban, how could Chazal be arguing such a thing? Let's go make an experiment. Let's see if a treifa will live or won't live. And the Ramban answers that you know what? For sure, Chazal made an experiment. They tried. They took many, many treifas and they tested, and all of them died within 12 months. So the ones that hold that treifa ena chayer said, "You see, look, a treifa can't live 12 months." And the ones that argue that the treifa chaya, they learned out of psukim or that mitzvahs from their rabbeim, the treifa chaya. They said that's not a proof. You took 100 cases and all of them died. That doesn't mean that none of them can live. It could be that some of them do live. We didn't luck out to find the ones that do live. But you can't prove from there that treifa ain't a chaya. Akobana, both in the Ramban there and the Rashi by us, we see that the Chazal could argue. In a mitzias, does it in a factual point? But the only question is, why would they be left with the machlekes? Let's go find it out. But if in a case when the experiment is inconclusive, like the Ramban says about treifas, so then we have a machlekes in mitzias, whether a treifa will live or won't live. So that's derech agav. You say you see from this Ramban and the Rashba. So back to the Rashba by us. The Rashba asks, so let's give the gira rosher to our friendly guy, who's a taste tester, and he'll tell us whether there's a tam or there's no tam. Says the Rashba, a teretz is not 100% clear what the teretz of the Rashba is, but it seems the Rashba means to say that the placey explains is what the Rashba means to say. That avada, we gave it to a guy to test. And the guy told us that there's a very faint taste, a very weak taste there is in this giranasha. So the machlekes here is, do we say that faint taste is considered taste in the eyes of the Torah? Does the Torah consider that as an oichel or no? Faint taste is not called taste. You need to have real taste to be considered a taste. That was that's the machlekes of yesh beginim and eisin tam or ein beginim and eisin tam. So the question how to touch up this taste, is it considered to be a chashiv a taste or not? So based on this Rashba with the explanation of the Plesi, the Marsham has a very important question. The Marsham in the back of the Gemara asks that how come the Gemara says that the man to Amar ein beginim and eisin tam, so it's not shaykh lesor mugdoshim by Giran Asha. More in the Gemara. Says the Marsham, why not? Haray, the person that eats a Giran Asha, according to the Plesi, he has a little bit of Hana. Epis Hana. It's not enough of a Hana to be considered an Achila. Achila needs more of a Hana. But he has somewhat of a Hana. That's the Plesi in Simon Samachais of Katan Beis, says according to the Rashba, there's always considered some Hana. So as the Marsham, so why is the Isser of Mukdoshim not knowing by Giran Asha? Haray, Giran Asha has some time when you eat it. And now the Isser of Mukdoshim is chal on that, and it's to ask him also Mishum Mukdoshim. So a person that now would eat a Giran Asha and Mukdoshim should be chayiv both Mishum, the Giran Asha, the Achilas Giran Asha, and also with Anah of Kodshim. Even though it's not considered an Achil Laman Damar in Megidim in Reisin Tam, only the Gabi Giran Asha that we spoke about before. But for all other Dini Achila, when you eat a Giran Asha, it's not called an Achila. But Legabi Kodshim, it's enough that you're over the Isra Hana. So having a little bit of Hana should be Yasser. So the Masham answers that the need under the Gemara by us is to be Chaya for the Achilas Giran Asha. By Kodshim, it's not Shaykh to be over the Isra of Achilas Giran Asha, because it's not considered an Achila for the dinim in the Torah. It's true, you could have the Isra of Kachim that's noyeg, legabi the dine hanoah of Kachim. But for the Isra achila of Kachim, that you won't have by gidin, l'mand omar ein begidin v'noy seintam. That's the teretz of the Marasham. On a related point, the Oynig Yontiv in Simon Ayin Hay asks, how come the Gemara says that ein begidin v'noy seintam, it's not shaykh the Isra of Mugdashim? Why is it not shaykh? Even though there's no Isra Achila of Kachim when you eat the Giran Asha, but it's Shaykh the Isra Hanah of Kachim. The Hainu, before you were Makdish to the Giran Asha, you could use it as fuel for your fire, you could use it to sow with it, and now that you're Makdish it, so it became Asra with those Hanahs. So the Isra of Kachim is Chalan Giran Asha, even Mandamar Ein Megidin in Eitzin Tam. So the Teretz of the Marsham for sure works with this also. Marsham says, as we said a minute ago, that Gemara is looking for dafka the isuri achila of kachim. Hashem can isuri anav kachim that we weren't looking for. But that was the teretz of the Marsham. The Oynig Yontiv didn't hold to that teretz, but he has a more, on his question, he has a more basic teretz. He says the Oynig Yontiv that Giran Asha is mutter b'hanar. We want to find a case when the isur of kachim is chal on Giran Asha, that you can be chayat shtayim. When you eat the Giran Asha, so you're over mishum, you're Giran Asha, but you're not over the Isra of Kachim, because it's not considered an Achila. When you sow with the Giran Asha, so you're over the Isra of Hana of Kachim, but you're not over the Isra of Achila's Giran Asha. So you never have the two Isurim happening at the same time. That's the Teretz of the Oynig Yontiv. That's a very Gishmaka Teretz. But that only answers his question. His question was that you should be, that the Isra of Kachim should be Chal on Hanas that are unrelated to Achila. So now he said that we want the Hana and the Achila, the two Isurim to be answering the same thing, not to be answering different things. That's Oynig Yontiv. The Teretz of the Oynig Yontiv does not work for the question of the Marasham. The Marasham asks that according to the Plesi, that there is somewhat of a Hana, and by eating Giran Asha, so even when you eat the Giran Asha, you should be Chayiv Shtayim for eating the Giran Asha and for the Isra Hana of Kachim. And now the Marasham said his Teretz, that it's true you'll be over the Isser, the Hana of Kachim, but the Gemara was looking for a case that you should be over the Isser of Achilas Kachim. And that we did not find, L'man Domer Ein Megidin B'noi Sintam. So that's basically the end of the Aros for today. There is another big point here that's mentioned in Aragav in the Sugya, is whether the Giran Asha, Isser Giran Asha is Noyig by Ishlil, by Behemah before it's born. But it is mentioned over here, but we'll Daf Tzadi Beis, most Rishonim deal with that question later on in the Daf Tzadi Beis, so we'll talk about it there. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.